Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is the Oscars edition, the episode where Tony Beasley and I go through 14 categories and pick who we think will win. We do not claim to be people that have seen all the films or even care. I just wanted to bet on something, and the Oscars are tomorrow. So that's that. Enjoy. We've done this for 4 years or something, so we have a history of doing things with a computer. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe you'll enjoy it. Anyways. I'll be at the Whistler tomorrow night, the Whistler in the Logan Square neighborhood of Chicago, hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, along with Esmeralda Leone. Guests tomorrow night include Ian Belknap from Right Club, stand-up comedian Lisa Traeger, and a special chet from The Harrow. That's at the Whistler, 2421 North Milwaukee Avenue at 9 p.m., directly cutting into your Oscar viewing time. The following night, Monday, February 27th at the Hungry Brain in Chicago, Illinois, in the Roscoe Village neighborhood, 2319 West Belmont. We will be doing You, Me, Them, Everybody Live again. It's going to be a great show. I'm very excited for both shows, specifically this show. I got Dmitry Samaroff, the author of the great new book, Hack, Stories from a Chicago Cab. He's a cab driver. He's also an artist, so I'm excited to interview him. My favorite Chicago stand-up, James Fritz, will be our comedic enjoyment of the night. We got a special set from Scott Lucas of Local H. Very much looking forward to that. And our house band for the night is Rock Falls, who's been on this show before, and hopefully you've heard of her. If you've ever come to the live show, and I run to like the back of the stage or the back of the room or wherever the music is on afterwards, she's the second song in the post-show playlist. It's so great. She's also on the Best of 2011 episode. In other words, I'm a big fan. It's going to be a great two shows. More information on both of those shows can be found at youmethemeverybody.com. We'll be back in DC on Friday. Anyways, here's our Oscar pick show. Enjoy. It'll give you something to worth watch, to follow. I don't know. If maybe you don't have an office pool, and this could be your office pool. Bet along with us. We'll be recording one after the Oscars to see who won. And thanks for listening, everybody. Here's the show. Oh, it sounds a little different because I'm in Chicago and all my gear's in Washington, D.C. And I don't have as much of the bells and whistles I'd like to make it sound not like it's just shitty Skype call. So sorry about that. Anyways, here's the show. All right, Tony, it is the day before the Oscars, the Academy Awards, the 84th year. What year is it? I'm just guessing with that. Is it the 84th year?
Oh, let me see. I'm on the website right now. It is the 84th year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. What a boring pick. All right, well, it's our 84th Oscar picks that we've been doing for 84 years. Let's begin. Tony and I do this every once in a while. We make award shows more interesting. So we just did the what was it called? The Grammys 2 weeks ago, and we had a split decision. We did the Oscars last year, and I won. And this year, Tony can either double the prize he owes me, or we can break even. Tony, does that sound fair?
Yeah, that was the agreement.
That was the agreement. So we have 14 categories to go. Let's start with best original writing or best writing original screenplay. We have The Artist, Bridesmaids, Margin Call, Midnight in Paris, and A Separation. Tony, what is your pick?
You go first. I'm still scrolling down.
I'm gonna go with The Separation. It's a foreign film. It was nominated for, I think it's nominated for best foreign film as well. I don't think The Artist will be nominated since it is a silent film. I think Bridesmaids won't win because it's a comedy. Same thing with Woody Allen. People associate it. I don't even know what Margin Call is. Therefore, I'm going with The Separation. Tony, what's your pick?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. If anything, I think Midnight in Paris might have a shot. I agree The Artist is probably not going to win. It's a silent film. I agree that they probably won't give it to a comedy.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Midnight in Paris just so
I'm
we
gonna
have
go with Midnight. All right, that's fair
so we
enough.
have so we have a separation right away.
Hey, what an awful, awful pun. Okay, moving on. Best writing adapted screenplay we have for the nominees: The Descendants, Hugo, Ides of March, Moneyball, and Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Tony, you want to go with this one first?
Yeah, I think The Descendants is going to win. That's kind of a pick because I think it's going to win some other awards. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy is interesting. It was a good movie. I felt kind of left out in the cold though because I've never read those George Smiley books and I felt like I needed to
Okay.
in order to appreciate it. I thought The Ides of March was a terrible movie.
Clooney is nominated for the screenplay for that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna also go with Descendants. I'm not trying to make this more interesting. I'm trying to win, unlike what I usually do and try to make it interesting. It wouldn't surprise me if Moneyball won. I just don't think it will.
I'd be really surprised, actually, if
Have
that
you read
happened.
Moneyball?
I've not read it. I've read little bits and pieces of it, but no, I just saw the movie.
I think it's fantastic.
The book?
Yeah, the book and the movie. Totally different reasons, though. There's a lot that isn't in either.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was great, but I don't think it's going to win.
All right, music, original score, or no, I'm sorry, original song. We have Man or Muppet from The Muppets, or Real in Rio from Rio. Only two songs nominated. I didn't know that that was a thing. I thought there was always at least three.
Strange.
I'm going to go with Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I will enjoy seeing
Brett McKenzie win an Academy Award. I think that's kind of cool.
It will be delightful. Have you seen it?
I have. That was one of my favorite movies I saw all year.
It was fun. All right, moving on. Music, original score, The Adventures of Tintin, The Artist, Hugo, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, or War Horse. Tony, what is your pick?
Oh, jeez.
We're on score right now. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I understand. Let's see. I'm going to go with Hugo.
Why are you going with Hugo?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm just trying to make a really wild pick based on what I've heard about the movie. Are you a little surprised that that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross didn't get the second nomination in a row?
I am kind of, considering that it's really, from all accounts, it's pretty loyal to the last film as well, correct?
What do you mean loyal?
In terms of like the soundscape, it's still, you could tell it's Trent Reznor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was a lot better than The Social Network score.
I think it was one of the things where it was extremely, to a lot of people, extremely dull and extremely different. And because it was so different, that's why it won. And now people kind of know his card. It's like when Hideo Nomo came into the majors. He was unhittable that first year. But after that, it was just super easy to tell. And I think now that's the problem with the Trent Reznor score, at least in terms of award-winning stuff.
So Trent Reznor is the Hideo Nomo of score composers.
Exactly that. I'm going to go with The Artist, considering it is a silent film, and music is so much more important in a silent film than probably any other type of film.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
So I'm going with Artist, you going with Hugo. I think it's all of them are, like, except I actually have no idea. That's a completely random category. All right, moving on.
I'm going to regret this one. I think you're going to win that.
I hope so. Let's go to, you know what? Let's do fifth. Where am I looking here? I'm using the phone, ladies and gentlemen. All right, foreign language film. We have Bullhead from Belgium, Monsieur Lazare from Canada, A Separation from Iran, Footnote from Israel, and In Darkness from Poland. What are you going with, Tony?
A Separation. I feel like this one's kind of a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Why are you saying it's a no-brainer?
Well, number one, it's the only movie out of any of these movies that I've heard of, and it got a lot of buzz and a lot of press. I've seen the trailer. I haven't seen the movie, but it's more well-known in my head than any of these.
I'm going to say it's going to win simply because it's also nominated for Best Original Screenplay, and none of the other ones are.
That's pretty that's pretty rare, I think, for a foreign language film nominee to also be nominated in like a major category.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Okay, moving on. Film editing, The Artist, The Descendants, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Hugo, and Moneyball.
I think The Artist will win this award.
Why do you think The Artist will win this award?
I think The Artist is going to win a lot of awards, and this seems like a natural one.
I can't
tell you that the film editing in The Artist is better for any reason than any of these other films, but that's what I'm going to pick.
I'm going to go with Hugo. Just because. All right, moving on. Do you want to do documentary or no? I feel like we shouldn't.
I haven't seen any of these.
Yeah, let's skip documentary, because I do actually want to see all of these, and I don't feel informed in any possible way. Moving on to directing. All right, we have... The Artist, The Descendants, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, and Tree of Life. Tony, what's your pick?
It's a toss-up between The Artist and The Hugo for me. It's tough. I think I'm going to go with The Artist.
I'm going with The Artist, too. Why Artist over Hugo?
No reason. Arbitrary. No.
So far, I think we have two different picks.
What are your thoughts on The Tree of Life?
I'm good. I don't have any.
Yeah, you saw it?
No. That's why I don't have any.
It's one of the few movies in this whole thing that I've seen.
Did you like it?
It was a fun thing to look at.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't feel like it was a movie. It was a movie. It didn't have a plot. It was kind of like a long music video.
Okay.
But it was really good.
Well, this might play into the next category we have, which is cinematography. We have The Artist, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Hugo, Tree of Life, and War Horse.
Yeah, for me, yeah, good segue. For me, this is between Hugo and The Tree of Life. And
okay. Which one are you going to go with?
Yeah, I think I will actually go... I'll go with Tree of Life.
All right, see...
It's a spectacularly fun thing to look at. The Tree of Life is like the best screensaver ever made in the movies.
That's a good pull for poster. All right, I'm going to go with War Horse. Here's why. Now that I know the exact makeup of the Academy, which is like mostly males, mostly over 62, etc., I think cinematography is one of the categories where they're not going to be voting on like guilt or whatever, and they're going to vote with what do they like to look at. And I think old white people like to look at horses a lot. So I'm going to go with War Horse because there's a lot of looking at horses.
Yeah, or at least according to the trailer. I never saw it.
I actually technically saw a War Horse. I didn't listen to it. It was on a megabus for me from New York to D.C. So I've seen all of War Horse, and there is a lot of good shots of horses jumping.
What about – are there dead horses in that movie?
I don't know. I didn't have the sound on, so okay. I'm assuming yes.
Because I've always wondered how you make a horse fall over in the movies, you know?
Ooh, good. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. All right. Animated feature film. I think this is the first year, in, I think, since the category's been created where there's no Pixar release. But anyways, we have A Cat in Paris, Chico and Rito, Kung Fu Panda 2, Puss in Boots, and Rango.
Well, what was the Pixar release this year?
I don't know.
Was it the Rapunzel one?
No, that was actually Disney. Tangled was just Disney.
But not Pixar.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, I love Rango. It's one of my favorite movies that came out all year.
Okay, so are you going to go with Rango?
And so I hope it will win. You know, I thought it was weird. Yeah, I'm going to pick Rango. I thought it was really weird that Tintin wasn't nominated for this, given that it won the Golden Globe in this award, I believe.
Yeah. Hmm. Not Kung Fu Panda 2, not Puss in Boots. I want to say it's going to go to the foreign thing, but I think the foreign thing is going to split it, and I'm going to have to kind of be a wimp here and also go with Rango for that reason.
Have you seen it?
No.
I really
want to, but...
I just get it on Netflix or something. It's and it's got the best graphics for a CGI animated movie I've ever seen.
Yeah?
It's an interesting little bit of background because it's made by the Lucasfilm people.
Okay.
Who, if you know about that, for some reason I know a lot about this, if you know about the background of Pixar and how it started, you'll know that George Lucas kind of shunned the whole idea in the beginning, and it became Steve Jobs' thing. So now, you know, it's one of those things people speculate that George Lucas is always kind of pissed off that he didn't snatch up Pixar.
There you go. That makes sense.
When he had the chance. And now he's got way better graphics engine, and it's just a really, really, really impressive movie, and it's funny.
Oh, cool. I really want to see it. I'm a fan, and I love the way they recorded it live in the studio for the vocals. So,
and they've got there's crazy effects with water and stuff that
really
have never been done in that type of movie before, which...
I will see it. I promise you that.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Moving on. Actress in a supporting role. Berenice Bejo from The Artist, Jessica Chastain from The Help, Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids, Janet McTeer from Albert Nobbs, and Octavia Spencer from The Help. Tony, who is your pick? Do you want me to explain my thought process to you before you lay anything down?
Sure.
And instantly I'm like, it's going to go to Octavia Spencer. But now that I see that there's two people from The Help nominated, I don't think it's going to go to Octavia Spencer. There's no way in hell it's going to go to Janet McTeer from Albert Nobbs. Comedy has had really big successes in the supporting role category, your biggest being Marissa Tomei. Therefore, I want to say Melissa McCarthy, but The Artist is going to be all of my picks for Best Picture. Therefore, it could go to that. I think I'm going to have to go with the gut and go with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, I was going to pick Octavia Spencer because I think that this is where The Help will get rewarded.
Okay, so you are going to go with Octavia.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. I think she's probably the Vegas odds on this one, but...
Yeah, well, what an interesting category.
Yeah. All right, now... I'm thinking I want to switch. No, I'm going to stick with it. Okay, moving on. Actor in a supporting role. Kenneth Branagh for My Week with Marilyn. Jonah Hill with Moneyball. Nick Nolte in Warrior. Christopher Plummer's with Beginners, and Max von Sydow with Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Tell me, who is your pick?
It's kind of funny. Max von Sydow and Christopher Plummer are two old guys that I kind of get mixed up all the time.
Okay.
And it's funny that they're both nominated. But anyway, I think I'm going to go with Kenneth Branagh.
Why?
He seemed to get a lot of press and recognition for this on blogs and stuff, but that was a long time ago, so I don't know. But that's who I'll go with, regardless.
I am going with Christopher Plummer. I saw Beginners. Beginners is the story of Ewan McGregor kind of coming to grips with his father's passing, and his father, being played by Christopher Plummer, is a late-in-life gay man who decides to essentially out himself late in life. And therefore, I'm always going to go with the I'm out late in my life story to always win the Academy Award.
Yeah, every time.
Every time. I mean, did Sean Penn win for Milk?
He did. Okay. He won best actor.
There you go. I'm just saying. All right, actress in a leading role. Glenn Close with Albert Noobs. Viola Davis with The Help. Rooney Mara, I apologize, from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Meryl Streep in The Iron Lady. And Michelle Williams with My Week with Marilyn. Tony, who is your pick?
Meryl Streep.
Really?
Meryl Streep, yep.
Why?
Yep. Did she win the Golden Globe for this?
Yes, she did.
Okay, there's a reason.
That's a good reason.
They're not. This is kind of a process of elimination. I think The Help is going to get the supporting actress, so I don't think it's going to get rewarded twice.
I kind of agree with that logic, and that's why Viola Davis is my pick for Best Actress.
Okay, fair enough. And I don't. We probably feel the same way about Rooney Mara. It's just not going to happen.
I think last year it might have happened, but not this year.
Yeah. Although it's a good performance. I felt that it was a little bit overrated, actually.
Okay. No thoughts on Michelle Williams?
No, I haven't seen The Week with Marilyn, although I have been watching Smash.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great TV show.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, don't care what anyone says. It's really good.
No, I've heard great things. Here's my problem. Maybe you could help me explain, understand this. I don't like musicals. I don't know why I don't like musicals. Be it film, be it live, high school production, big budget, I just don't dig it.
Oh,
therefore,
great.
Everything about that show seems awful to me.
I think the blanket dislike of musicals, I think you're honestly missing out on a lot of stuff.
I know, and I think we actually might have covered this during our Grammy picks as well. But
yeah, well, this year was kind of a resurgence for me because there's musicals that sneak into your life in ways that you don't know. Like The Sound of Music is so wonderful, and like Mary Poppins and the Disney movies.
Well, Singing in the Rain is one of my favorite films.
Singing in the Rain, exactly.
And I love that film, but like
West Side Story, and then there's like the South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, and then
I guess I do like that, yeah.
Team America, and then you know if you're one of like the people who's been lucky and rich enough to see Book of Mormon, it's like a life changing experience from everything I understand.
I don't know why I can't get into it.
And I really, you know, I like Chicago and everything too.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's my problem, because you're right, I should like it. But anyways, I don't know why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Actor in a leading role. Damien Bichir from A Better Life, George Clooney from The Descendants, Jean Desjardins from The Artist, Gary Oldman from Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and Brad Pitt from Moneyball. Tony, what's your pick?
I will pick Jean Desjardins.
Okay. Why?
I think The Artist is going to, you know, like I said earlier, the Artist is going to win a bunch of stuff. And I feel like this is a natural thing for it to win, but I don't have a good reason other than that. Once again,
it's going to be, I want to agree with you, but Gary Oldman, this is his first nomination and this could be one of those lifetime achievement things. Like you've been great for a lot of years, but same with Brad Pitt. He isn't one either.
I've got some very specific thoughts on the Gary Oldman thing.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, huge Gary Oldman fan. Just like I'm sure anyone who would ever listen to this podcast, I'm sure is a gigantic Gary Oldman fan, as they should be.
Okay.
Because, you know, going all the way back to The Professional and The Fifth Element and, you know, Air Force One, mm-hmm. You know, like even his really campy roles, he brings such a crazy character actor presence. And you know, he was the vampire and Lee Harvey Oswald, but now he's starting to play like regular dudes.
Yeah.
And I saw this movie. I was very excited for it. I've got a lot of friends who are big fans of the book series, randomly. And I'm glad he was in it, and he was. It's really weird to see him in the leading role. It's not his thing.
Okay, so you think he should be nominated in the past, but this isn't his ticket.
This is a guilt nomination. I don't think he's gonna win. I'll be really happy for him if he does, but I honestly don't think it was even in like my top 10 Gary Oldman performances that I've seen.
Okay. But what about Brad Pitt? I mean, he was really good in Moneyball, he hasn't ever won before. People say
he's just like
him.
He's good. He's just like a stilted guy, and like he's kind of wry sometimes. And he's got like the Brad Pitt non-emotion kind of thing going on that he usually does.
He has the thing where he's eating in every scene like it's everything in Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. So no, I don't think.
I'm going with Jean Desjardins, but I it would not surprise me in the least if Pitt won.
Yeah, and I should be clear. I have not seen The Artist. I was going to do it last week.
But... none of that matters. We're just doing this to lose money. Okay, yeah. Best Picture. Here we go. We got 9 this year. The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, The Tree of Life, and War Horse, and Moneyball. I forgot one. Sorry, Moneyball as well. What's your pick, buddy?
I'm going to go with The Artist. I think that, The Artist won the Golden Globe, and... You don't always have years where, in fact, I think it rarely happens where where a movie wins both best feature at the Golden Globes and the Oscars. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't happen last year. There was a split between Social Network and The King's Speech. And, you know, in 2007, you had Atonement, No Country for Old Men. But
Atonement won Best Picture that year?
It won at the Golden Globes.
Oh, good. I was gonna say, it's a good movie, but Jesus, it's No Country.
That's a movie that has really grown on me.
No Country, and I think that year was the year of There Will Be Blood versus
Be
No
Blood.
Country.
There Will Be Blood, and I actually, as big of a Coen Brothers fan I am, coming to you live from, by the way, St. Louis Park, Minnesota, where they are from. As big of a fan of the Coen Brothers I am, I actually wanted. There Will Be Blood to win that year.
And I think it is not as good of a film.
There Will Be Blood?
No, it's not. It's a good film. It's a very good film.
I think it's the best movie of the past decade.
I completely disagree.
What's the opposite of that movie? Because that's the only way to completely disagree.
I think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's up there for me.
That, I think, is my favorite movie released in the past 10 years. It might be the best. The score is relatively weak, but like the cinematography is perfect. The performances can't be better.
The editing
is superb. There's no big flaws in that movie.
It's kind
of a comedy.
It's in my top 10 for sure.
Yeah. And so it's not totally opposite of There Will Be Blood, but if you had to put it in a video store, they would not be close together because of anything.
No, I don't think so. I've got a weird penchant for period pieces, I think.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. Those are 14 of our picks. We have 7 different picks out of those 14, so hopefully there will be a clear winner.
Oh, wait, who'd you pick?
Oh, Artist. I'm not insane.
Artist. Okay,
Artist.
Yeah.
Here's my new thing in all of art. The things that seem to succeed besides reality shows, be it awards or ratings, are shows about making the show. So the reason why The Artist is great is because it's about the entertainer trying to be an entertainer. And that will always be more powerful and more likely for people to like, be it a critic or someone that's voting the Academy, than something, say, like Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, you're hitting on a theme that is, I don't think, is terribly controversial. Because
no. I mean, the same with Smash, the same with The Voice. I mean, even if it is reality.
Yeah, people in Hollywood and the Academy voters love movies about Hollywood. You know, Singing in the Rain, there's a callback. That's a mm-hmm. movie about show business.
I don't think it's necessarily like Hollywood people. I think just people like it.
Yeah.
I think people like seeing themselves. That's always going to be more likely. I mean, there's a reason why Annie Hall beat out Star Wars for Best Picture. You know?
Yeah. Some of my favorite movies are about movies, like Mulholland Drive. Annie Hall is a great example.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's our picks for the Oscar season. We will be recording after the fact, and you will hear who won. So thanks for listening, everybody. And if you're in Chicago, Skip the Oscars, coming to the show at the Whistler. If you're not in Chicago, skip the Oscars and fly to Chicago, because I'll be doing a show the next day there too. So thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.